first reaction is surprise, but not shock. I've sort of maintained the view over the last 12 to 18 months that the fundamentals of the coal market, basically related to a lack of demand fundamentally, and also poor pricing, poor thermal coal prices, would mean that Adani's project just simply wouldn't justify development in the current climate. This is a massive undertaking. It's an expensive operation in terms of commissioning. It's a major capex operation, and companies really need to have security and confidence around the price of the commodity that they're going to be involved with in order to press the button on these sorts of projects. And the thermal coal market has been in the doldrums for the last 3 or 4 years. And although prices have stabilised, they've not yet recovered to anywhere near the sorts of levels that would provide a company like Adani with the confidence to press the button on a project like this. Now, they haven't made any specific comments. They say they're still committed to the project, but my firm view is that the company would look to postpone commissioning and development simply because of the current climate for thermal coal.
But so there's two ways of looking at this. There's looking at them postponing their investment in their Australian operations, which is basically Carmichael, or there's interpreting it as them being willing to walk away from the operation altogether. What's your view on that possibility?
Looking at the second option first, which is that Adani would abandon the project altogether and walk away, I think that's highly unlikely. Adani is a major Indian company. India is a major consumer of energy, and its energy consumption is growing exponentially. The Carmichael project was a major component of Adani's energy strategy. And of course, you know, these sorts of companies make decisions based on very, very long investment perspectives. So Adani would be fully aware of the business cycle, the resource cycle, the difficulty in commissioning a project during the current environment, giving weak prices and that sort of thing, and soft demand. But they would be looking past this, and they would be aware of the challenges that confront mining companies. So I think it's unrealistic that Adani would have made a decision, given all the time and money and energy that they've already invested in the project, to suddenly make a decision to walk away. I think they are still committed to the project, but it just does not make sense for them to spend the money, firstly. We're talking many billions of dollars on bringing a project onto market at a time when thermal coal prices are soft. The income isn't going to generate the sorts of returns that the company would want. And the significant extra volume of coal that would come onto the market at a time when coal market is already oversupplied would just simply depress coal prices further and exacerbate the situation. So I think what Adani is looking at doing is pushing the button on the project when they have a firm view, they can have strong clarity around the fact that the coal price is firming and is likely to stay that way. So I think we might be looking at a situation where they might put development on hold for 12 months or so, because I think that's probably the period that we're going to need to see a proper and sustained recovery in thermal coal prices. It might even take longer than that, but that's my view. I think it's the project will be mothballed temporarily, i.e., in terms of minimal development spending, until the company has surety around thermal coal prices.
But what sort of coal price do you think they might believe they need before they can push that button?
Look, that's a difficult one because I don't follow the operating costs or the stated operating costs of the project closely. Coal prices fluctuated the spot market around about $40, $50, $60 per tonne. My view is that, they would be looking for a coal price somewhere in the vicinity of $60 to $70 per tonne, maybe even a little bit more, And they'd want to see a market of rising coal prices before they committed. Because at the end of the day, the project, whilst it fulfills a need in terms of a desperate need in terms of the Indian economy, in terms of their satisfying their power needs or helping to satisfy their power needs, Adani also needs to make a profit out of this venture. And given the many billions that will be spent on project development, they have to be satisfied with their payback and their rate of return. And for most coal companies in the current environment, most thermal coal operations are pretty marginal, which is why we've seen a lot of them sort of temporarily mothballed or closed down. So to be talking about spending many billions on a new project, there aren't many coal projects on the drawing board. Carmichael is one of the few. So I think we'd want to see a coal price probably $10 to $20, $25 above where we are now before Adani's board had the confidence to press the button on project development.
If it is the case that Adani isn't planning on walking away from the project, they're just waiting for the coal price to recover, that obviously seems a pretty logical position to take. But does that match up with what Adani is telling the Australian government and the Australian public? Because I guess the perception at the moment seems to be that once the mining lease is granted, they'll be ready to rock and roll.
Look, I'm not aware of what Adani has been saying publicly in this regard. And look, you know, their strategy has up until this point in time been, and their public statements have been based on, look, when we get our mining approvals, we've got to tick all the boxes. Mining approvals obviously is a major one. You can't go ahead with project development until you've got mining approvals. But there are uncertainties in the market that companies have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Commodity prices is probably the biggest one at the present time. But the other important factor is project funding. Now, Adani have to fund the project. They can't do it themselves, so they're going to have to source debt funding from somewhere, banks and that sort of thing. You know, Adani has to have project funding signed off. Now, lenders will only lend to projects like this one, or any type of resource project, any type of investment project, if they've got confidence in the economics of the operation, i.e. what are the returns going to be compared to the risks. And in the current environment, of course, it's very, very difficult right across the board. We're talking about coal, any other type of mining project. It's very, very difficult, just almost impossible, to source development funding. So that is the other challenge that Adani has. It's not just
perhaps the biggest challenge.
The biggest challenge, absolutely. It's the biggest challenge is to get the bucks in the door to actually fund development. And lenders in the current environment, given how poorly resource companies and commodity prices have been performing, lenders are keeping their powder dry as far as investments in the resource sector. So there are two major challenges that Adani have to overcome before the project can become a reality.